La Paz, Chattanooga has held a groundbreaking for what will become its new home at the old Fire Hall No. 5 in the Highland Park neighborhood, creating the city's first Latino community center. Lily Sanchez is with La Paz, Chattanooga. Lily, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Ray.
Tell us more about the mission at La Paz at this time.
We have spent the majority of our year really focusing on relief efforts for our community, which is pretty marginalized, disenfranchised, well, parts of it, right? So we've done a lot of fundraising for financial assistance and really just getting out into the community, connecting with people in different ways than what we're used to. So we've seen a lot of individuals who have really stepped up to the plate and helping and collaborating with us to help this community.
One of the things that you have been involved in with other community partners is more testing sites for COVID-19.
That's correct. At the beginning of this all, we partnered with SEMPA to provide pop-up locations in different areas of Chattanooga where we knew had a high concentration of Latino residents. So we helped them promote it and we went out into those communities. And now we are fortunate to be able to allow SEMPA to actually host a more permanent availability for our residents, our community members at our office space, since we're kind of working from home still. So we've got SEMPA there every day of the week serving our community, which is great.
We should also talk about the economic piece of this, how the community has been impacted and is still impacted by shutting things down, reopening at reduced capacity as part of life under COVID-19.
A lot of our Latino residents in Chattanooga are essential workers or small business owners. So they've really had a tremendous impact economically in one way or other, right? So for our small businesses, they've had to find new ways and adapt and sort of navigate that system, which we've been helping them with, but also our essential workers who were higher risk, right, of contagion. And so what we focused on early on was fundraising and finding sources of financial assistance for these individuals who were not eligible for government assistance, or just helping them navigate the government assistance in a linguistically, culturally appropriate way. A lot of our efforts early on really were geared towards that and ensuring that not only did our community have the information and education that they needed, but also the resources that were or were not available to them.
How much are language barriers still a problem?
It's very prevalent in the work that we do. Not only did we focus on ensuring that the information was language appropriate, but we really sat at these tables throughout the city and the county advocating for these agencies and community organizations to hire their own bilingual staff in order to directly connect with this community, because we at La Paz are only so many people. We really wanted to motivate and capacitate these organizations and agencies to understand that language is definitely still a barrier and will remain a barrier for the foreseeable future. So it's in their best interest to put the steps in place to ensure that they have the resources to connect with this community.
And speaking of the future, what are some things that La Paz is working on that are on the horizon in the coming weeks and coming months and going into 2021?
We're sort of trying to return to a sense of normalcy, right? Refocusing on things that we had to put on the back burner early on in the year. So we are currently in the works of a year-end campaign. We had to cancel our annual leadership ceremony. It's our big fundraiser for the year. So we had to cancel that. And we're working on doing a print publication and a video campaign, really highlighting not only our Latino leaders that are always doing great work in the community, but the ones who have specifically really been heroes during this unprecedented year. We're finally breaking ground on our new community center. We did a capital campaign last year, and we're finally being able to move forward with that, which is really, really exciting. So we're really happy that now that things are sort of returning to base level, we're able to move forward and bring the community with us.
And tell us more about what this center will offer once construction is completed.
We are fortunate in that the space will be much larger. So we'll be able to have more space to expand our staff and programs and services. We're hoping that the space is really used as a focal point for the community. It is in a neighborhood that is close to a lot of residents that would be benefited by our services and programs. And we're really hoping that it just becomes a more organic space for the Latino community to commune and to really make their own so that they can sort of have a launching pad for their own community efforts and their own aspirations.
How long is construction expected to take?
We're hoping no less than 9 months. So middle of next year, we're hoping that everything is ready to go and hopefully everything will sort of fall into place so that we can open it up and really kind of celebrate the beginning of a new chapter in La Paz's life in Chattanooga here.
And if people want more information, if people want help, where can they go online? Where can they call?
If you are interested in connecting with La Paz in any way, you can visit us at our website at lapazchattanooga.org. And we're on social handles at La Paz Chat, C-H-A-T-T. Or you can call us at 423-624-8414.
All right. Lily, thanks so much.
Thanks so much.